The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
I need a sip of tea because, you know, the tension. Now, I'm feeling tense. I have tension in my sensitive body. One moment, please. Oh, I love green tea. Green tea just makes me tingle. I don't know what it is about green tea. Maybe it's the vodka in it. No, I don't put vodka in my green tea. Just a little gin. Oh, God, I hate gin. Ugh, feh. Gin is horrible. Gin is like drinking cologne. I do not get, although I have drunk it if I'm out of vodka, but I don't get the concept of gin. It is just the strongest, oddest flavor. Let's do this, my sweet and most wonderful loveys. We're going to move forward. We're going to push forward just like we're pushing out a baby.
Ew.
Yeah.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I have tension in my sensitive body. One moment, please.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1079 of the BFO for Friday, the 16th of March, 2012. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, Big Fatty is going to blow it out. Big Fatty, stand clear. Get the toilet paper. Hi, everyone. I hope you're frighty. It's going well. Y'all, it's time to do a little jig. I guess I should have said, hello, jiggies. Big Fatty, you're fucking up. You must already be drunk. No, I'm not. But y'all, maybe on Saturday night, because y'all, this weekend is the St. Patty's Day. And y'all, today's little show is going to feature some adult beveraging and blowing it out. And y'all, what better way? What better way to start the St. Patty's weekend little show than with everybody's favorite gin drinker? That'd be the Vons. Yo, yo, hey, yo, yo, yo. Don't believe her. Don't believe her when she says she does not like the gin, y'all. Her middle name is Jen. I don't know if you knew that. It's Vera Jen Charles. I don't know if you knew that or not. Big Fatty, you're going to hear about it. There's going to be a call from Walnut Hills, but there may be a coon beef with it. Big Fatty, you got it. Okay. Yeah, Gussie, y'all have been waiting a week to open this card, and I'm going to open it early in the little show, because y'all is from that Moose P. You know, he was the number one fan of the BFO for 2010. And, y'all, it's a St. Patty's Day card, or that's what it says on the back of the envelope. And, y'all, let's just see what it has in here. Y'all, there are three ladies. And they're all hollering out, ooh, baby, nice shamrocks, woohoo! And, y'all, it's a black and white picture. Excuse me. Black and white picture. And, y'all, you open it up and it says, remember, your kilt should be short enough for dancing a jig, but long enough to hide your lucky charms. Big Fatty, that's a good one. Hope you have a fun St. Patrick's Day, Moose. Moose, thank you so much. Y'all, that was worth waiting on. That is just lovely. Just lovely. Y'all, that is just the sweetest thing. Moose, I hope you have a. I hope you are heading out to the Irish pub this weekend, and you'll enjoy a little shillelagh play. Big Freddy, he does not play with his shillelagh in public. So anyway, y'all. By the way, Saturday, everyone's Irish, y'all. Everyone's Irish, and everything is green. Big Fatty, let's hope you don't have a gentleman caller then, because you don't need to be playing with anything that's green. So, and y'all, I'm not gonna play with a leprechaun. But anyway, but you know, it's always nice when somebody's after your Lucky Charms, because you know they're magically delicious. Big Fatty, magically. Oh dear, I gotta see, y'all. I just hit the hoist. Y'all, you know, I said on yesterday's little show, I said, you know, I was afraid that, old Percival Stone was gonna give me the slip. He was gonna give me the slip and, you know, not go to the good days. But y'all, I spoke to him. On Wednesday evening, after the Survivor, y'all, and y'all, he has committed to going. So y'all, I think we need to do this. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I spoke to old Percival, and y'all, we have made a decision. We have made our reservations for the good days, y'all, and I encourage you, if you're going to be there, y'all, now is an excellent time to make your plans to be there. Y'all, if you go over to Disney, if you just goggle Disney World, and in fact, I'm going to do it right now so I can just speak... what do you call it? Y'all just go over to DisneyWorld.com. Oh, dear Gussie. And y'all over at the top, on the white bar, it says tickets and packages. And y'all, you just come down, it says special offers. And y'all there under the special offers, they've got a free dining plan, but that's not going on. During the time that the good days is going on. But y'all, if you'll look down below that, it says rooms save up to 30% at select Walt Disney World Resort hotels this spring. But y'all, you've got a book by the 31st of March. So you've only got about 2 weeks. And y'all, you can go over, you click there, and y'all, you can see the different deals that you can get. You can save anywhere from 20 to 30%. The value resorts are on sale. The moderate resorts are on sale. The deluxe are on sale, and the deluxe villas are on sale too, y'all. So I mean, let's see, like the deluxe, let's just see. That includes the Yacht and Beach Club, the Boardwalk Inn, or the Wilderness Lodge. It's not all of them, but it's quite a few. The Grand Floridian, the Polynesian, or a standard room at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. Y'all, I hope that Stevie B used this so he could save up to 30%. But y'all, anyway, you hit check availability, and y'all, you put in your dates, and it'll give you the prices. And the prices that are listed on there, all the discounted prices, y'all. I have already verified that, so you don't have to worry about that. But y'all, old Percival and I, we are going to be staying at the All-Star Sports. Y'all, we thought we'd stay at the sports so that, you know, we could be around the changing rooms and all like that, and we could walk around in our wrestling singlets. And be ready, please don't make us sick. But y'all, we are going to be checking in on Thursday, May the 31st, and checking out on Monday, June the 4th. So y'all, come on down and let's go to Gay Days. Yes, Big Freddy.
It's now time to blow it out with Big Fat. I want you to get mad. You've got to get mad.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
As mad as hell! I'm not going to take this anymore!
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I'm going to tell you, Big Fatty was mad as a snake on Thursday morning. Y'all, you know, I told you that I had an appointment with the dermatologist, and y'all, I had never heard from him, and so I got up Thursday morning, and I called the office about a little after 9 a.m. in the morning, and I, you know, said who I was and explained that I had not gotten a call. Oh, well, we called and spoke to a young lady and gave her the information on Tuesday. I said, well, I'm not sure what young lady you gave the information to. Because the numbers you should have are my cell phone or my office number, and nobody ever picks it up but me. Oh, well, no, we gave it to a young lady on Tuesday. I went, well, regardless, what time is my appointment? Your appointment's at 11 o'clock. Thank you for calling. I said, okay, I'll be there. So y'all, about 10:30 a.m. in the morning, I leave the coal mine, drive over to Mount Copacetic, which is where the dermatologist is. Y'all, I get in there and I sign in. I arrived about 10 minutes before the hour, and I'm sitting there and I'm, piddling on the iPhone. And I hear, are Mr. Fatty? And I, yes. And y'all, I go up to the window, and she says, Mr. Fatty, we're gonna have to reschedule you. I went, excuse me. She says, yes. Your referral from your doctor does not begin until tomorrow. I said, well, yes, that was the originally what was set up, because y'all had scheduled me on the 16th, but then you changed my appointment to the 15th because y'all weren't gonna be here tomorrow. Oh, I see. And I said, and when I was at my doctor's, I went by and I told them, I said, you know, this has been changed to the 15th. Can we change the referral? Oh, yes, we'll do that. And y'all, I had every understanding that it had been done. Well, it didn't get changed, Big Freddy, so we're just going to have to reschedule you. So, y'all, here it is. You know, you got to jump through the damn hoops, to get all your referrals and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, then I didn't get the call, or excuse me, the young lady received the message. So that put me in a bad mood. Big Fatty, yes, we know you've been poopy all day. And then I had to get rescheduled again because of a clerical error, which was caused by the dermatologist having to change my appointment because she was gonna be I'm gonna go on vacation a day early, even though they're the ones that suggested that I set up the appointment on the 16th. To begin with, y'all, I'm mad as a snake. So y'all, I'm going back on the 9th of April, y'all. So, but you know, if there's one good thing, and y'all, you know, I always try to find one good thing in all kinds of things, y'all. Hopefully by the 9th of April, the shingles will be totally cleared up. Y'all, they're pretty much gone for the most part now, but there's still a few little places. But it'll all be gone by then. And if not, y'all, then I may have to call Digger, you know, just go ahead and get one foot in the grave. So anyway, y'all, so there, that's my blowing it out. Y'all, and I encourage you, you know, some of you may be new, Big Fatty, there ain't no damn new listeners out there. It's the same people all the time. And why they continue to listen, we don't know, but they do. Oh dear, I guess they're probably drunk, or perhaps you inspire them. to drink. So anyway, y'all, speaking of drinking, you know, the horror group, we're supposed to have our horror bar night on later tonight on Friday, but y'all, y'all, it's just a social night, I got a teletext from Miss Porter saying, we don't think we want to do the bar night on Friday night and just go out on Saturday night like we normally do. And I said, I don't care one way or the other. So, y'all, he was polling everybody to see what they wanted to do. And, y'all, so I got another message. Oh, we're not going out Friday. We're going out Saturday. I went, thank you for calling. So, anyway, so I guess I'll be out with the rest of the drunks on Saturday night. Big Friday, be careful now. Don't have too much of that gin. So, anyway, y'all, let me go get this thing over here. Hold on just a second. Big Freddy, you should be prepared. Y'all, I got, they're switching us over from the analog to the all digital on our Comcast. And y'all, I had, you know, I've got the TiVo, from the TV in the living room, the entertaining room. But y'all, I didn't have any kind of converter for the TV in the love chamber. So, y'all, the Comcast said, oh, you got to select one of these, Big Freddy. So, y'all, and they'll send it to you for free. And, y'all, there's no additional charge on your bill for this. And so, y'all, it arrived in the mail today. And so, as soon as this is over, I'm gonna see if I can get this thing all hooked up. And then you have to call them or go online or something like that, and they'll switch you over. They'll just flip that switch, Big Freddy. We know how you love to flip a switch. So anyway, so we'll be doing that when I'm done here. Y'all, I've got to go get some groceries too. Y'all, I'm all out of everything but coon beef and cabbage. And y'all, quite frankly, I'm about over coon beef and cabbage. Y'all, speaking of coon beef and cabbage, y'all, that was one of the submissions. One of the submissions over at the Spot and Big Fatty in your neck of the woods contest. Y'all, I believe that was sent in by that Miss Tim Cornwall, the number one fan of the BFO. Not number one fan, the patron saint. Big Fatty, you can't keep anything straight. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all. Speaking of that, y'all, there are all kinds of pictures. Big Fatty has fallen off the face of some mountain. I don't know. And I'm riding the cable cars. And the Faye driver's got me on some sort of statue. I'm running, y'all. And y'all, evidently that had him. That had him, y'all. He had to get up early on Thursday. He was bitching and complaining. Yeah, it was Tim Cornwall. He saw Big Fatty at the Hot Cone Beef All the Time store. And y'all, Big Fatty's on a big red ball. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. And y'all, then Timmy Sims is... Oh, dear Gussie, Timmy Sims has got me on the run and with some superheroes and all kinds of stuff. Y'all, my assistant would like to personally apologize to the Red FF Pup who celebrated their exiting of the birth canal on Thursday, y'all, and that was not on my assistant's list, and quite frankly, I put all of the blame, not on my assistant, y'all, but I put it on the Red FF Pup over there in the ark, y'all. And because he did not notify the fat one. And, you know, anyway. So, y'all, do your little Irish jig and remember our good friend, the Vons.
Attention in my sensitive body. One moment, please.
Oh, she's all tense. Get her drunk. Shillelagh.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.